to learn the Bedik HaBayis. There are certain things that's not fit to be used for the Bedik HaBayis. We'll see in the Mishnah will explain this. You have Gimel here. To learn or else the Bedik HaBayis, something you mark the Bedik HaBayis, to learn the Mizbeach, and it's possible not to be used for the Mizbeach at all. Again, that to learn the Mizbeach, now, there's something it could be, it can't be used not for the Mizbeach and not for the Bedik HaBayis. You could be makdish this, and still the klal is, there could be an istamilah on it. So Mishnah explains, now, Ketan, what's the case? Hikdish bor molimayim. You have a ditch full of water, and you makdish it. Or else, let's say, ashpois malayazel, you have a junkyard full of manure inside it. Or else, shayvich, you could have a bird case, a bird that's shayvich. That's like a nest of birds, molayen full of pigeons. Or else, elon a tree, molay peres full of fruits. Sada molay asalm a field full of grass. So molayim behen v'masha b'teichay. There's not much nista milo on these things and what's inside it. So Rashi explains that the bor molayimayim, that's really bedik habayis. If you use it labinyan, lasses tit, you can make cement from it. So that's called something that's not fit for the mizbeach. And even for Nisach HaMayim, it's not fit. You don't have to express the word for the Meshaluach, but I'll call upon him, it's fit for the Bedik HaBayis. That's one case that's not fit for the Mizbeach, but fit for the Bedik HaBayis. Now, Ashbom Le'ezev, it's the manure. Rashi said, it itself is not fit, not for Mizbeach, not for Bedik HaBayis. You can't use it for either places. But still, it has a Nisamila, now it has a Kedushas Domim, and Hegdish has a right to sell it and get money for it. Now, Elan Moli Peris, let's say, I was talking about, let's say, a vine. So therefore, the grapes could be used for the Mizbeach. So those vines, grapes, they're not fit for the Bedik HaBayis. You can't use it to build with, it's too soft. But it could be used for the Mizbeach. So all these different type of things, that either the water here is fit for the Bedik HaBayis, or the manure is fit for neither, or else this wine is fit for the Mizbeach. In all these cases, when you make this term, it is Chalak Duchas Aguf on it. It has an Issa Mila. You're having Hanor from Hegdish. Abel the Gemara says, what's going to be? In Higdish Bor, you first mark the Shabor, and then Viyachakach Nismalamayim, then later it first filled up with water. Rosh Ashpa, you first will mark the junkyard. Viyachakach Nismalazev, then it first got filled up with Zeva, with manure. Rosh Shevich, Viyachakach Nismalayainim, you had a Shevich, you had a nest, a bird nest, and then it got filled up with pigeons. Rosh Elan, you first mark this just a tree, and then Viyachakach Nismalaper, then later it gave off fruits. Or else Sadi, you first makdish the field to Hegdish. And then Viyachakach Nismalas, and then later first grew grass. So in all these cases, is Moilon Behen. You only have Mila on the first thing that you makdish the tree, or the field, or the boar. But Viyemolim Amasha B'teichai, what comes in later, either the Gedulam, what grows, or the Shrach of Hegdish, that has no Issa Mila. Mila is only what you makdish prepare first. These things you want makdish prepare, it has no Kedusha. Reb Yosef Yagazin says, "Hamakdish es hasod of ilon moilon v'hen uvegedulin." He also swore, "If you makdish the tree of the field, since these things grow out of it, then there would be an issa kedusha on it." Mifnei shehen gedule hegdish. This he agrees that something that grows out of hegdish that also has an issa mila, even though you weren't makdish of a ferish. But in the first case is the bor full of water that he would not say. Only in case here the tree that grows gedule hegdish that he agrees. Now, Vlad Hamusheris. Let's say you have a behemoth Maisa. You have a Maisa behemoth, you had 10 animals, and you took them out, and the 10th one becomes a Maisa behemoth, and happened to be in a cave. And Lalochur is Loyonic Min Hamusheris. Let's say it had a kid, let's say it had a baby before, even before you made Maisa out of it. You had a cow, and it gave birth already. And now you make that one to be the Maisa behemoth. So nice, you can't let the young one nurse anymore from its mother. Since it became a Maisa Behemah, it has a korban, it's also to have a no from it. You can't let the young one nurse from it. That's called Loyonik Min HaMasharos. V'acherim though misnadvim kain, v'lahap in anacherim are misnadvim kain. Other people, they make like a tenai, Rashi says, klema. V'stam v'ada yosalinik, minachtam, you can't have a no from it. But some people make a tenai like this. Then when they're misnadiv, should they make a tenai? Like before they make this animal to become the Maisa Behemah, they say clearly they do not want the milk to become Kaddish. So they can make such a tenai that later they're allowed a nurse from the kid, from the mother. That's called Vacher Misnadvim Ken, they can make a tenai. Like Maisa Behemah, you know which one's going to be the 10th one to come out. You counted 9 already. So before the 10th one comes out, before you give a din kedusha on it, and you see it's in a cave, and you know it has a kid already, you want it to nurse the kid, so you have a right to make a tanai in the kedusha and be makdish to his bema to be the maaseh bema, but I do not want the milk to become kodesh. And then you will be allowed to use the milk. The similar halacha is lo yonek min hamukdashim. If you have a korban also, you can't let the kid nurse. But the achirim is not contained, the same thing. Other make a tanai, the hegdish also. But before the makdish, they make this tanai that they don't want the milk of the animal to become kodesh. And therefore the vlad is allowed to nurse from its mother still. The chain, the same thing, hapoalim. Workers, lo yochlim min hagregorois hegdish. That a worker that's working that's on a field of hegdish, he's not allowed to eat. Even though by a regular person, the poilim, the workers, are allowed to eat from the field. But here they're not allowed to eat from it. Here a poilim cannot eat from the gregorous. Chain a poilim lo yochlim min hagregorois of hegdish. For chain Torah mikashin hegdish. If you have your animal working on a field of hegdish, so you have to muzzle it. Here you'll have to muzzle up your animal that should not eat the kashin of the foods of hegdish. Since hegdish is also banor, it's also to let your animal eat from the hegdish. It's mostly like this. Ketoni, we learned vlad hamusoris, the vlad of this maaseh beima lo yonik. They can't nurse minamusoris from its mother. Minonim, how do we know this from? Omer Rav Achtava Barami Asi, I learned it out from Havor, Havor, Mebechor, learn it out from Bechor. Whereas by a Bechor, Ma Bechor, Merlin boy, by a Bechor is only a Zohar. So Pshit, everything is also, like there's no milk by a Bechor. So everything in the animal is also. So we learn out, Havor, Agzer, Shavo, that Ma'is Tebeim is the same aloch like a Bechor. Meaning to say, even if Ma'is Tebeim is in a cave, that is the same aloch, everything is also. Is that chol of hamusaris merlin bahuadin, the chol of a maise behemo. Even though it happens to be in a cave and it has milk, that milk is also lasa. Chol of hamukdoshim nami, as the ima bechor, all other carbonous sauce says tachas imoi zayin yom, the first 7 days, it has to be by its mother. It says by bechor that loshin. So the kid said, dika limud is that bechor is a zocher, and a zocher doesn't have any milk. So everything is also. So Zeva Shava is teaching us, the same way by Bechor, everything is also. Who didn't buy a Maise Beim, even though it could be in a Keva, still everything is also. Then the Mishnah says, HaPoilim lo yechlu, a worker should not eat. My time, what's the reason? By a regular worker, when he works on your field, the locha is, he's allowed to eat when he's working. Omer Rav Achtav, Obarami, Yonko, the Pasuk says, lo yisach shem shor bedishoy. So, Chudakash is not on the person, on the shor also. The Torah says, well, you're not allowed to muzzle up your shor when he works. Meaning to say, you have to let him eat. But the deek is bedisha, disha shaloch. For loy disha shal hegdish, only yosa on your disha, on your threshing. On yours, you can't let him eat. But not shal hegdish is muta. I mean, fakir. Bedisha shaloch, you're not allowed to muzzle him up, you have to let him eat. But loy bedisha shal hegdish. But disha hegdish is also, even though he's threshing on hegdish's fields, you can't let him eat. There's an issa hano, you can't let your animal eat from hegdish. Hadash kilonim, let's say these threshing kiloyim, this type of beans, kidneys, Rashi says min kidneys type of beans, pesod the hegdish in the field of hegdish, mo ibi over the yisamila, because the mice you're having are not from the field when you thresh there. It's a question, first of all, I have the tallish binam. There's no yisamila on karka itself, it has to be something that's taken off from the karka. It can't be something that's mechubar. So who adin about the karka itself? There's no isamila. Like you're not over isamila if you have a north from the karka itself. So Akhir told me here, if you thresh on the fields of karka, you're over in isamila. So my answer is omravina shmamino afko mayolo. Here the pshat is when you're threshing this type of kalilin or this type of beans, and when you thresh on the floor, the pshat is the dust of the floor comes up, and the dust gets mixed up with the beans, and that makes the beans well. That's good for the beans. Therefore, it's called the having hanor, not from the goof of the karka itself, but from the avak, from the dust that comes up. And therefore, that's the yisamila. So, on the karka itself, there wouldn't be an yisamila. But here, this avak, the dust that comes up, on this karka, there's an yisamila.